Hello, friends. We've just returned from a short trip to the Midwest, where we attended the memorial service for a dear old friend. Rod Anderson and I became friends in 1967, when I started teaching high school English and social studies in a school where Rod was a history teacher and hockey coach. He was a smart, wryly funny, upright, and surpassingly decent man. Over the years, we kept in touch by phone and post office, and we visited Minneapolis frequently, staying with Rod and his wife, Barb, taking little excursions around the Twin Cities, chatting away around their ample kitchen table. At the memorial service, I read a poem I wrote for Rod. It's called Your Name, and here it is. Your Name, for Rod Anderson, 1937 to 2024. If you lead an exemplary life and play your cards right, a distant galaxy may name one of its constellations after you, or a great river may bestow your name on one of the streams that form its headwaters. If and when this happens, your entire life will be exactly as it was before. Astronauts will not map interstellar journeys using your name as a reference point. Grammar school children will not read your name in their geography books. And when you die, your passing will not be noticed by anyone other than those who knew you when you were not yet a flashing rivulet, a grouping of stars, and who will miss your presence because of how graciously you float among us, how unfailingly you shone. That's it for this time. Rod Anderson, presente.